Well, you know, as Brian Cogman once said, we can't all be Aria.
This was our first nail biter of a category, wasn't
Yes,
it?
yes. The winner went by less than 2 points.
Yeah, exactly. That was, of course, Lyanna declaring John King of the North. And then in second place was Danny. Danny giving a speech to the people already following her.
Kylie, they had to end the episode, okay? And the episode was only like 50 minutes long. They were having trouble.
It was so bad. It was just Drogon was like randomly around the cliff face. Dude, your mom was in danger. All right. I thought he could sense when mommy was in danger. Anyway, yeah. Marjorie doodling a rose came in third. Also, yeah. So that was pretty empowered. But yeah, these were neck and neck. I was never really sure which one was going to win. You know, only 33 votes separated it in the end. And yeah, why do you think Lyanna won? I'm actually
I think it's a combination of the fact that how obviously pandering she is and how obviously actually empowered the character is. I mean, she's kind of stupid not to notice Sansa sitting right there, but like, this little girl is in charge and she knows what she's doing. So.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, Sansa like getting passed over. Mm-hmm. Like, how empowering does it get?
Yeah.
Because of the like, queenships, I mean, I guess Dany was already established, but, like, Sansa, of the women rising on top, quote-unquote, this season, Sansa being queen in the North would have been the one that actually made sense. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen.
Nope. It's just like poor Lena Headey and her Emmy. Yeah. Maybe this year, Lena.